Today's episode is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters just like me with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co, podgo.co. And be sure to include Drink It Till You Podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Hey, what's up, everybody? Episode number 167, Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your weekend going? How the hell was your week? It's been a busy one for me, man. I had one of my kiddos' birthdays over the weekend, and I'm worn out. I'm worn out. Shout out to Kids Empire, by the way. Dude, that place kicked my ass. It's like American Ninja Warrior for kids. And, you know, there's so many things to climb on, and they don't make it, like, adult-friendly. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm squeezing my fat ass through these little levels that you have to climb up. It's like it's almost like stairs, except there's a step on an opposite side, so you got to jump side to side to get up to the big slide, which all the kids want to do. And, dude, I'm feeling it. I'm thinking about just joining up, just talking to the owner and being like, hey, how much for a membership here? I don't need a gym membership. I need to come to this place because I'm worn out. I'm sore. But it was a lot of fun. And obviously Easter as well. My girls are a little sick again. And we didn't get to do much, but we made the best of it, man. And did our little Easter egg hunt. You know, I had to pretend like I didn't know where all the eggs were. Like I didn't just put them down. But, you know, still a lot of fun. I had a great weekend. It's great to see my friends come out for the kiddo's birthday. That's family. They're not even friends anymore at that point. That's family. When you do things like that for the people you love, you know, cheers to everybody. And tonight, by the way, I'm drinking a cheap, easy version of a margarita. This is Sprite, tequila, and a little splash of lime juice. So I'm changing it up once every, I guess, four or five episodes, it seems like. The last few ones, I've just had the Canadian Peak whiskey. I am cheating on my diet this weekend, so I figured you just go balls to the wall. You know what I mean? Like, no rules. I'm normally sticking with dark liquor. And not today. I'm doing my margarita. I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. I'm going to take another drink. Got some dishes done. Got some laundry done. Dude, I'm just crushing it on this Sunday. Oh, by the way, my daughter just started daycare, which I'm assuming that's why she's under the weather right now. My dog, or my producer, I call him the producer. He's sitting right here with me. What are you sniffing around at, Sam? You got any input you want to put on this podcast? You got anything you want to say? Anything to add? Any information? Dude, his face is so cute. The way he's looking at me. Oh, come here, buddy. What, you think you're in trouble or something? You're not in trouble. Did you shit somewhere? Then you might be in trouble. Dude, my dog started going to daycare. And it's awesome, dude. By the time we get home every night, everybody is just worn out, you know. We don't know what to do with ourselves. It's like we're used to having all this energy with all these kids and this dog, and we're just like overwhelmed by it. Now it's just like everybody just, they do what they're supposed to. My daughter's in bed before her bedtime. The dog's passed out snoring. You know, I'm having to like bump his cage or his house. We call it his house, you know, to get him to quiet down. It's awesome. Man, you got your ass kicked this week, didn't you? You got a little buddy to play with over there. so it's been a hectic week, man. And I tried to actually do this this podcast on Wednesday, but it didn't work out, man. I was exhausted. I was stopped up, dude. I took Zyrtec, and that shit doesn't work. That's basically just like a sugar pill, you know? Like, it says 24 hours. Dude, I pet my dog one time, and I'm just like, I can't breathe. I'm stopped up, and I'm just like, I can't do the podcast like this. I'm trying not to do you listeners that way. You know what I mean? What else? What else happened this week? Oh, Pauly's birthday. Dude, had a great time last weekend, too. On Paul's birthday, man, we went over to his house, had a couple of drinks, hung out, met some new people. Dude, it was great, man. It was honestly, I needed that, you know. Had a babysitter for my daughter, so it was actual adult time. Excited about that. I say babysitter, it was grandma. Grandma came into town and watched my sweet girl. But, dude, it was so nice. It was so weird. It's so foreign at this point. Like, we always have my daughter. So when me and my fiance go out, it's, you know, we always have her tagging along. It's never like we can just relax and just kick back and be like, okay, this is what it feels. It's almost awkward. It's almost to the point where it's awkward. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like, I'm used to having to get up to go tend to a child. But, you know, didn't have that. So it was really nice to kick back and relax and, you know, have that little get together, man. It made us feel like real life adults for once. And what were we drinking? We had some whiskey. Dude, I totally did a party foul, by the way. There was this little bar area in Paul's house. And this guy I hadn't met yet, I guess he'd put his Knob Creek whiskey over there in the bar, and he was just searching for some ice, and I didn't put two and two together. You know, I just walk, and, you know, I see him searching for ice. I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. And I go into the bar, and I just start pouring shots of this Knob Creek whiskey, and he's like, oh, man, you're just going at it over here. And I'm like, oh, dude, was this yours? I thought this was fair game because it was sitting out. I am so sorry. Like, I have liquor over there if I need to make up for it. And he was like, no, don't worry about it. And I think I kind of killed the vibe there for a minute. Total party foul. He had his Knob Creek sitting out, and I basically just, you know, stole some of it. Not cool. So sorry about that, whatever your name was. I forget. I'm horrible with names. But, yeah, stole that. And I was like, what did I bring? I brought some Goldschlager. That's what my chick wanted. I brought some Goldschlager, some Coke. And Coca-Cola, by the way, let me clarify that before we go down that path. And I brought some of those, it's like moonshine cherries. Have you guys seen these before? They're really good. The only thing I will say, the only bad rating I have for them is, dude, I just had red teeth all night. Like, I'm laughing and smiling and meeting new people and just this red, just gunk. Like, I'm just like a child, you know, who doesn't know how to brush his teeth or won't brush his teeth. I'm just walking around with just shit all in my teeth. That's the only downfall. But I did use some of the moonshine juice. You don't have to call it moonshine juice. It's just moonshine. I used some of the moonshine to pour with my Coke, and that was, with the cherry flavoring, that was really delicious. Highly recommend that. But as far as eating the cherries, do that by yourself. Do that in private. I might actually, since I'm here for the night, I'm at my apartment. I'm here for the night. I might have some of those. Shoot, you know what? Why not throw a couple of those cherries in one of these margaritas? I'll do it next time I get up and make a drink. But that's the only bad thing I had to say about it. Other than that, the moonshine was great. The Goldschlager, I'm not a cinnamon fan. I'm really not. I bought two little samples of Fireball and what's the other one? Oh, the Rum Chata. My girl had never tried the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shot, and I didn't pour it right, to be honest with you, because the look on her face when she drank it, it wasn't comfort. It was, oh my God, that was harsh. So I failed there too. I'm just party fouling everywhere at this party. And we were actually talking about it too, and it got me thinking. We're talking about the Goldschlager. You know, which I've had it a couple of times. It's just not, like I said, it's not my favorite. It's that cinnamon flavor. I don't normally go for that kind of thing. But that's what she wanted. I have the bottle sitting right here. It's actually, you know, it has the little gold flakes in the bottom. We were talking about this. That's foil, isn't it? That's just gold. There's no way that's real gold. This bottle would be so expensive if it was. But we were talking about it, you know, she was like, I heard this myth. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think it's a myth. She's like, they always told you growing up when you were drinking this back in the day that the gold flakes would, you know, kind of, when you drink it, would cut your throat. And then by that cutting your throat, you would get drunk faster. And I was like, you know, we all start laughing. I was like, yeah, I've heard stupid shit like that too. And it actually got me thinking. So I've looked up something here. Is he segueing? He is. He's transitioning. I looked up urban legends of alcohol, which I thought was really cool. I don't think that's true with the Goldschlager, by the way. Let me just say that. That's just something stupid, you know, people who just start to drink say, you know, just to be cool. I don't know why people make up this kind of shit. Just to get you to believe it, I guess. So I have a list here. This is from drunkard.com. Urban legends of alcohol. I don't know how many of these there are, so we'll just go until we get bored. Here's the rumor. A man in China opened a bottle of liquor, and a snake jumped out and bit him in the neck. Drunkard.com. It says, true. If you find yourself in China and a local says a particular liquor has some bite to it, don't be so sure he's being allegorical. Bottles of liquor containing pickled animals, especially snakes, gross, are quite popular in parts of Asia, and apparently some of the creatures are bottled alive. Are you fucking kidding me? The snake in the story was able to survive over a year by breathing through a porous cork and living on its fat reserves. Imagine the creature's zen-like patience floating in hard liquor all that time, waiting for his chance to exact revenge on humanity. The drunk who was bitten, a gentleman named Lee, survived the encounter. The snake did not. Oh, man, that's awful. Why would you bottle something alive? I guess you have to assume it's going to die, but they're showing the bottles on here, and that does not look like something I want to drink. And by the way, why didn't he pour it into a glass like a normal fucking human? Why did he just, like, face first into the bottle, like, you know? He kind of deserved to get bit. I can't believe that snake survived that long. That's fucking insane. All right, the next one I have for you. The rumor... Hey, stop switching. Workers at the Corona Brewery factory in Mexico urinate in the beer vats. I've actually heard that about all the... Like Bud Light, all the Buds. I've heard it about all of them. They all have rat piss in them or the... The workers there piss in them. It says false. The persistent rumor started in the mid-1980s and spread like wildfire, costing Corona millions of dollars in lost revenue. That sucks. What did the coronavirus do for them? That had to lose them a lot too, right? The brewery, I have trouble with that word every time, was finally able to trace the slur to Luke and Sons, a competing Heineken distributor. A lawsuit coerced Luke into publicly admitting that urine was not, in fact, an ingredient of Corona. Corona has since spent over $500,000 trying to squelch the rumor without much success. That sucks, man. I've never thought that. This might sound weird. When I drink a Corona, I always think of corn. I always think there's corn in there for some reason. It just has that taste to it for whatever reason, which isn't, I mean, great. You know, piss is a lot worse, but corn wouldn't be terrible, right? And if you want, dude, if you like Corona, but you're just like, it's kind of skunky. You know, if you want a better one, I highly recommend Landshark. It's just like a cleaner version of Corona is what I call it. Not talking shit, Corona. Don't sue me. I drink Corona too, okay? Corona Ritas are my shit. I'm just saying, if you want a different flavor, in my opinion, a better flavor, I can't get in trouble for that, right? Having an opinion saying the flavor is better? So sue me. No, actually, don't sue me. You won't get a lot. You'll get a lot of credit card debt. That's what you'll get. But yeah, try that Landshark out if you can find it. I haven't seen it in a while, but as you guys know, I've been off drinking beer. I've just been doing liquor, so I'm sure they still make it somewhere. I think that's made in St. Louis as well. The next one I have for you, here's the rumor. Some English beers are made with fish guts. It says true. Are you kidding? As much as this echoes the slanderous conspiracy against Corona, it's true. That's crazy. Which is made from... Wait. isinglass, which is made from sturgeon bladders, is still used as a fining agent in some British beers, particularly traditional ales. The substance works by attracting and dragging out proteins that cloud the brew. French winemakers once used animal blood to the same effect, but the practice is now illegal in most countries. I'll let you guess which ones. All right. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't expect that one to be true. That's what I should start doing throughout these. Guess if they're true or false before I read. The original, here's the next one. The original champagne glass was molded from the breast of Marie Antoinette / Helen of Troy. Good God, that is a huge glass. I'm going to say false. Yeah, it is. Okay, it is false. Romantic as the idea may be, sorry, I'm a terrible reader. The shallow, wide-brimmed glassware was invented in England around 1663, and Miss Antoinette was born nearly 100 years later. That would be a huge titty. A giant titty. I don't think they come that size, just normal. That can't be right. If you saw the picture sitting here, this thing's like for this lady's head. There's no way. That was pretty easy to decipher. As for Helen, champagne was actually accidentally created by, I can't read that word, a monk named Dom Perignon about 2,000 years after Helen was said to have lived. I really shouldn't read out loud on this podcast, but I'm doing it anyway. We're pushing through. Here's the next one for you. The rumor, liquor companies airbrushed the word sex and lurid subliminal images in the ice cubes in their print ads. Nuh-uh. I'm going to say that's true because sex sells, as they say. You've seen the beer commercials. This butt's for you. And it's just like some hot chick drinking beer on the beach. I'm like, dude, if that chick drank that beer every day, she would have a gut. That's just what it does to you. There's no way. You know, and what kind of person just drinks like one beer and is like, I'm good, you know, once a week? Who does that? That's not normal, is it? Why would you even drink the beer at that point? It's not doing anything for you. It's just empty calories. And that's how you get the gut. So let's see if they put, I'm going to say it's true. This is not a definite answer. It says maybe. The liquor companies swear they're innocent of trying to subvert the hapless drunkard's subconscious mind, but some psychologists, notably Dr. Wilson B. Key, have written books about them conspiring with ad agencies to do exactly that. Considering that most liquor ads are a short step from soft porn to begin with, why did it switch? One wonders why they would feel the need to sneak in some extra smut. On the other hand, certain people, including a few staff members of this publication, believe too much smut is never enough. Take a look at the picture above and judge for yourself. Well, I can't see it. It's so small. How do I zoom? I mean, it's grainy. I can't Oh, yeah. Okay, I see sex in the ice cubes. I mean, the word sex doesn't bother me. You know, whatever. That's fine. But you've all heard that Disney does that kind of stuff, right? You slow down the motion picture and it's just like, you know, the fucking guy's got a boner or like there's a titty hanging out or something. I don't know what they say, but which is worse to me. At least liquor is for adults, you know. You can't buy it under a certain age. If you're buying it, you're adult enough to see, you know, a butt cheek, you know. Here's the next one. The founder of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, now works for the liquor industry. I'm going to say this is... No, I'm going to say false. Just for the fact that I don't think... I don't know. People change, right? Oh, it says it's true! Candy Leitner, the original mother, dropped out of the organization because she feared it had lost its direction and become a neo-prohibitionist, Jesus Christ, Chris, neo-prohibitionist tool. She presently works for the liquor lobby. How is MAD taking it? Not very gracefully. Over the years, they've been slowly editing her out of the history of the organization she created. For being neo-prohibitionist. Now that I know the word, I'm going to say it a million times. That's pretty wild. Did not know that. Okay, let's see. Jägermeister contains deer blood and slash or opiates. I'm going to say false. He can't do that. False, yes. The inscrutable elk on the bottle probably inspired the blood rumors. Much as Red Bull is still whispered to be made with bull's blood. I've never heard that. Or testicles. God, I've never heard that. On the other hand, Jaeger's rapid transformation from a humble German liqueur to one of America's shot of choice was probably helped considerably by the myth of its fortified opium or heroin extract. Jägermeister denies it, and it's a safe bet they're not lying. If it did contain an illegal drug, it wouldn't be legally sold in the U.S. The liqueur is an easy target for rumor mongers because some of its 56 herbs, roots, and spices are, quote, secret ingredients, unquote. The distilled refused to name. I'm guessing cough syrup. What? That last sentence just what? I don't understand. So that's false. That's good to know. I didn't think they could do that. There's got to be a way they can test, right? And be like, this has fucking opiates in it. He can't do that. He can't sell that everywhere. Let's take another drink. Actually, I'm almost out. Let me go mix another one. We'll do a couple more rumors and some other shit. Give me one sec. And we're back. The next rumor I have for you says, in the 1970s, an Austrian chemist invented a type of liquor that doesn't cause hangovers and was promptly killed and his recipe destroyed by the liquor industry and or mad assassins. M8, Mothers Against Drunk Driving Assassins. You're kidding, right? Hey, Sam, knock it off. Can't catch a break around here with this guy. Mothers Against Drunk Driving Assassins. Has anyone ever heard of this? What are you talking about? It's false. MAD didn't come into being until 1980, so we can't blame them for that particular evil. And if the liquor companies had gotten a hold of the recipe, they certainly would have released a version of it by now. Unless, of course, they're in cahoots with the Alka-Seltzer / Bloody Mary cabal. Yeah, I don't think that would be... I mean, why would they get rid of that? That would be a huge selling point. Our liquor gives you zero hangovers. Like, that would be what everybody drank all the time. You can drink as much as you want, get drunk, no hangover the next day. Yeah, there's no Alka-Seltzer Bloody Mary cabal. That's funny. Well written, drunkard.com. Let's take another drink. Dude. All right, this is taking me down another rabbit hole because I want to know if there's actually Mothers Against Drunk Driving Assassins out there. I am a dad against drunk driving. You know, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. It's the common theme on it. Sam, God, I got to take this collar off of him. Come here, buddy. You're just too noisy, dude. Sit down. Dude, I swear to God, every time I let this dog out, he never shakes until he gets right in front of my daughter's door. It happens every time. It's ridiculous. Nah, I love you, buddy. You're not in trouble. Anyways, I got to look this up in a minute. The next one I have for you, the rumor, sucking on a penny will allow you to beat a breathalyzer test. I've never heard this before. I'm going to say false. They're not that stupid, right? This says false. The myth arose from an alchemic notion that copper contains properties that somehow masks or neutralizes the booze in your breath. Even if that were true, and it isn't, a modern penny would be a poor source of copper. It's only 97.5 zinc. You're better off hanging a $20 bill out of your mouth and hoping the officer needs a little help meeting his mortgage. Don't do that either. That's not smart. Don't bribe an officer. I've never heard that before. Actually, all of these, other than the Corona, the peeing, and the beer, I've never heard a lot of these before. Here's another one. A secret society of booze heads controls the world. Get what? I'm going to say false. That seems stupid. And that's so broad. That's not who. They just drink on the side? It says true. Get out of here. Sorta. The Bohemian Club, whose members include U.S. presidents past and present, high government officials, congressmen, corporate CEOs, billionaires, famous actors, other movers and shakers, meet once a year at a private ranch in Monte Rio, California. Once safely ensconced from the prying eyes of the press, they indulge in a two-week liquor frenzy and strange... Oh, okay, I've heard of the strange pagan rituals. There's like skulls and shit. So who was that? How long ago did that happen? They snuck that camera in to one of these like ritual meetings, and it was some weird shit, dude. It was some weird, like speaking in tongues. They're like doing a play on stage for everyone to see. There's like human fucking skulls everywhere. I remember that shit. I don't know who they said it was. You know, like the what do they call them? The Freemasons. They said it was a free. I don't know if they're all connected. Whatever. I'm going to say false on this still. Like, that just seems ridiculous. Should I read more on this? No, I'm not into this. No, I don't believe it. False. So that's all I got for you. Thank you, drunkard.com. I'd love to hear if you have any liquor myths. I'm trying to think of other ones they used to tell us. The older kids. I can't think of any. Let's take another drink. So, quick rant. I was supposed to record this on my iPhone, my new iPod Touch. I just dropped a little bit of money on, and the mother effer won't turn on. So now I'm at, like I got this to make it convenient. I love the recorder on Apple, but now I'm at the point I'm like, fuck Apple, dude. This is bullshit. I bought this thing literally. I have the receipt right here. I bought this thing 1 month and 1 day ago, and it's already fucking shit the bed. I have 3 different iPhone chargers I've tried on it. It's not charging. You know, I'm looking up videos and shit trying to figure this thing out. It's like, hold the power button and the home button for 20 seconds and it'll reset. No, none of that's working. It's not charging. It's not doing shit. This is why I don't use Apple. This is why I'm a fucking Android guy. Because you know what I'm going to have to do now? I'm going to have to go to the Apple store and wait in line like an asshole. Wait fucking 3 hours like I'm trying to, you know, wait at the hospital or something. I gotta wait to go into the hospital to be seen. I gotta wait there so some fucking punk ass kid can tell me they can't do anything for me. I know that's what's gonna happen. I don't know. We can't, you know, or I have to send it off for 3 fucking months. I hate Apple, dude. I'm over it, dude. I just bought this thing. It's already shit the fucking bed on me. Won't charge. I've tried. If you have any suggestions, please send them to drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I don't know. I'm over it. I'm fucking over it, dude. I can't win, you know. With Apple anyway. I had Apple. Apple was one of the first phones I had, and I loved it. But that's before I actually knew you could actually do shit with phones, you know. And this isn't a one-time thing. My last iPhone I had, probably 10 years ago, just did the same fucking thing. Just stopped charging. Just stopped working altogether. I hate it. And I'm not saying, like, I haven't had any trouble with the Androids. You know, I've had some Samsung phones. Those were all right. LG is my favorite. That's what I'm recording on right now. But Apple, dude, it's just, they just give you the runaround. They're going to give me the runaround. It's going to be more frustrating. Just to wait on hold. Like, I have a 30-minute break at lunch at work. And it's going to take more than that to get a hold of somebody. I know it. I know it's going to be, and that's what they do. They make it more of a hassle for you to fix the fucking thing. It's just like, and I've already had this thought run through my head. Fuck it. I'm just going to go buy another one. I'm just going to go buy it. But why would you do that? Because you know what? The next one's going to break on you. It's going to break down. Oh, it's just fucking bullshit, man. I hate this. I can't tell you how many times today I've thought about just throwing it down the damn garbage disposal and turning that shit on. That would be more satisfying. Maybe I could get a good YouTube video out of it. How many subscribes can I get on my Drink Until You podcast channel? It's just fucking ridiculous. Let's take another drink. Rant over. Fuck Apple. Anyways, let's move to sports. My Texas Rangers, 3 games into the season, got their first win against the Kansas City Royals. Dude, I will say that first game, the season opener, I will take that loss 100%. That was a good loss. And I know that sounds weird, but we went back and forth. You know, we were on top, they were on top. We kept scoring runs, they kept scoring runs. I think that game ended Texas Rangers 10, Kansas City Royals 14. So, you know, we had some fight. The next game, we just kind of, we shit the bed a little bit. So that's not a good loss. But I will take that first one all day long. You know, we at least had some fight, you know, hung in there. It took the lead a couple of times in the game. I'm so sad I missed watching it on TV, but it was like a 1 o'clock start. So there, that was impossible. What else? Oh, Dallas Stars, man. Finally beating the Carolina Hurricanes. Finally. They're actually playing another game tonight. Hopefully we can keep up with that trend. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You Stars fans, it's not over. It's not over. In the words of Anton Khudobin, we're not going home. It's not over, man. It's not over. If we can build that kind of momentum, we just beat the two best teams, in my opinion, in the league, which is Tampa Bay Lightning, Carolina Hurricanes. Sorry, I'm eating one of these cherries. I don't normally do this. I meant to save this till the end. We beat two of the best teams in the NHL, and we got to keep this momentum going. Our young kids, man, that's harsh. Young kids coming through, Ottinger being one of those. Robertson being another one. What's the other guy's name who scored against the Hurricanes? Miro? Kiro? I don't even know who this guy is. Called up from the Texas Stars and already scoring goals in the NHL. That's exciting, dude. That's a deep... Dude, if these young kids can get us through to get our starters back and somehow mix into the lineup as well... Which I don't know how that would work. There's not a lot of roster spots left. But, dude, it's not over. Don't give up hope, man. It's not over. I'm going to say we're going to make the playoffs. I'm saying it right now. We're getting our shit together. Should I look at the Dallas Stars score to see if I'm blowing smoke up your ass? Yes, I'm going to. Dallas Stars schedule. No, come on. You know what I want. Okay, now I'm going to start bitching about Android because you're not giving me what I want. You know what I want. Score. Do I have to type in score? Will that work? All right, 0-0. See, I'm telling you guys. We're in there. We're in there. We can do this. We're coming back, man. We're like 5 or 6 games behind everybody else in the NHL. We're beating good teams. We're just, you know, we're a slow start. And that happens, but, you know, we can do this, man. I believe we're going to at least make it to the playoffs, and you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs, dude. We could catch fire like we did last season. We could get Sagan back. We could get Bishop back. We could get Khudobin back if he's not going to be on, you know, coronavirus watch or whatever they put him on. I don't know what it's called. We're still in it, man. Don't give up. I'm loving it. It's becoming the best time of the year. When does football start? That's the best time of the year. It's like all the sports all at once. Except for... No, wait. Basketball's going. Hockey's going. Baseball's going. When does football start? That's a good question. I'm not going to look it up. Anyways, let's drink these until the last drop. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for hanging out till the end. Drink Until You podcast, episode number 167. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Dad's against drunk driving. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Cheers. Bye.